people of Earth, your planet has to be destroyed.
Welcome to Conspiracy, the show, the world's most trusted conspiracy theory podcast, with your hosts, Adam Todd Brown and Olivia Haidar.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Conspiracy, the show. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Joining me as co-host this week, Connor McSpadden's here.
Hey, hey.
How's it going, man?
Good to see you, Adam.
Good to see you. Also, we got a guest, very rare. We don't do guests a lot on Conspiracy, the show. Comedian Harry Riley's here.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I can't complain. I'm fresh off a week vacation.
You're talking about a classic today.
Yeah, I can't believe we've never covered this before. We, on one of our first episodes, we talked about a small aspect of it, which is the murder of Seth Rich. But this week, we're talking about the Clinton body count.
Yeah.
Which was the band Bill Clinton started in the 90s. They released that Cop Killer song.
It's kind of the free bird of conspiracies.
A little bit. This is a really simple theory to explain. It basically claims that Bill and Hillary Clinton just murder anyone who gets in their way.
Like anyone.
Anyone. Yeah, they got a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
They're putting up playoff numbers.
I don't know. Even the ones that are even slightly plausible is kind of a long list.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
Highly padded, already long list.
Yeah. There are some examples out there that aren't, like, they're a little suspicious. But, I mean, in the big scheme of things, did the Clintons really accomplish everything they wanted? Like, I feel like they still run up against some obstacles.
I feel like Hillary would be so annoying carrying out a secret murder because she'd want to do everything by the secret murder book. You know what I mean? She'd be a nerd about it. The guys at the CIA would be like, let's just drive him out in the field and shoot him in the head twice. Come on. What if we've done this before? And she's like, no. So I don't know. I feel like Hillary might not be as prolific as a secret murderer as you maybe wanted to be as a fan, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, I kind of want this theory to be true. I don't know why, but I just don't
think it'll make life more interesting. If
it's got some nice alliteration to it, Clinton body count.
Yeah,
it's fun to say.
Harry, what were you gonna say?
Oh, it'll make life more interesting if, you know, we had a president and first lady that was just bodying people all over the place.
Just house the cards and motherfuckers left and right.
Yeah.
The doubts I have about this is if they were doing this, like, those are the kind of people that don't really pay attention to, like, term limits either. Like, I feel like Bill Clinton would still be in office if this was his actual MO.
He probably would have won again. He's pretty damn, you know, we forget how charismatic he is.
Oh, yeah. If he was allowed to run for a third term, he would have fucking mopped the floor with George Bush.
He's a rascal.
That's one way to put it. And so this is a theory that's been circulating a long, long time, at least since Clinton was president, which that alone was a long damn time ago. And it's one of those theories that's both true and false, because all of the people named here did die. Like, there's no one on the Clinton body count list who's like, no, actually, I've been alive this whole time. And it's true that all of the people, like, are kind of connected to the Clintons.
Except for Jeffrey Epstein is still alive. But that's a whole other... We don't have time for that.
I do actually kind of believe that. Harry, what is your stance on Jeffrey Epstein, dead or alive?
Well, he dead as shit.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't think he could have paid his way out of that? Or been protected by whatever government he was working for?
Probably. I think so. I think it's a possibility, but I think it would be more likely that they would just kill him. Like Trump and Clinton, who both probably teabagged some youngins on that island, they probably was like, you know what? Let's just join together and just murder this bitch, man. Let's get him over with.
It's hard for me to see what usefulness he has alive.
Yeah,
as fun as it is to dream about old Jeff.
But at the same time, the notion that Bill and or Hillary Clinton had all these people killed is kind of absurd. Snopes, which is a site that I don't always trust. Like, sometimes you have to be a little skeptical of the debunkers too. Yeah. But they did a pretty thorough takedown of this theory way back in the early 2000s. And
is Snopes like SNL, where different eras were good and some eras were bad? Like, oh, this is early 2000s Snopes. This is when Kevin Nealon was. It's actually pretty good.
I don't think so. I think it's always been like the same husband and wife running Snopes.
Really?
Which is like, who the fuck are they to tell me MLK's family didn't successfully sue the American government?
To tell me what's bunk.
Exactly. So they rightly point out that this is the kind of conspiracy theory that relies on just sort of wearing people out with as many examples as possible. Because once you're like 25 names in, you stop asking questions like, what does the death of Bill Clinton's chiropractor's mother have to do with anything? Which that is one of the names on this extensive list, is his chiropractor's mom. It's like, what the fuck did she know? What would his chiropractor even know?
Well, here's the other thing. Maybe Bill Clinton just has a really big mouth and he's kind of like, fuck, I got to kill another pool guy. I accidentally told him I love as teabagging youngins on an island as Harry.
Yeah. And there's also quite a few deaths listed that aren't all that mysterious. Like, accidents do happen. In one case we'll talk about, a girl tried to wrestle a gun away from a guy who was robbing a Starbucks. And like, not the victim blame, but that Starbucks, sure. For one thing, I hope she like owned it or something. Otherwise, why are you trying to be a hero in that situation? Let that man rob that Starbucks in peace, lady.
Yeah, bitch. What's Fonzie like?
Also, how would Bill Clinton have orchestrated something like that? That's the question to ask with a lot of these, too. It's like, well,
or Adam, who else but Bill Clinton could have orchestrated something like that? Huh?
That's also...
It takes the vast resources of a former president to plant a robber in a Starbucks at the same time subconsciously developing a hero complex within the victim. I don't know. Just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah, maybe it's some MK Ultra shit.
Could be.
Oh,
you never know.
The government loves wasting money. I'm let's just remember that.
And another important question to ask yourself if you are a believer in the Clinton body count conspiracy, which I think a lot of people are.
Oh, a lot of people.
I've seen a lot of stickers on a lot of trucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Harry, do you know anyone personally who is a Clinton body count believer?
No, but I know a lot of dumbass comedians. So it's, so probably.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I know comedians. So sure. I think I know at least one comedian who would definitely vouch for the Clinton body count conspiracy, but yeah, only because he made
I'm right here.
But it's only because he made a stupid joke on Twitter and got canceled for it and had to join the right wingers. So now he's like duty bound to accept the Clinton body count conspiracy. Ain't that all?
That is one of the things that comes with when you change. Good, you get like, hey, you kind of got to be a Trump guy. You have to kind of fuck with the Clinton body count. You have to start using and selling strange supplements.
All of that. But another important question to ask yourself, if you really are a believer in the Clinton body count conspiracy, is what about all those people who testified against Clinton, who made sexual assault allegations against Clinton without being murdered? Like, there's such a long list. All the people who investigated the Monica Lewinsky scandal, like Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Why did none of them die? How come Kenneth Starr didn't get fucking offed?
Yeah, I just saw Monica Lewinsky on the Today Show. She's writing books and shit. That's somebody you definitely want murdered.
It'd be wild if they killed her now.
Yeah, it would be great. Yeah.
That would be a lot of balls if it was like an obvious, well, like shot herself twice in the head type one.
Yeah, like the Gary Webb thing.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, by the time, I kind of feel like Gary Webb was trying to like reverse engineer things and like make people think the CIA had their hand in it.
Oh, like what I would do if I killed myself?
Yeah. Because he shot himself through the cheek that first time and then shot himself in the head. It's like,
damn.
You had to know that cheek shot wasn't going to do the job.
Well, because he's kind of a pro on some level.
Yeah. Because it was pretty late in the game for the CIA. Like, the CIA killed him while he was still alive. Like, they fucking,
yeah.
In conjunction with the fucking LA Times, like, they really derailed that guy's fucking life.
Yeah, that's almost better than just killing someone. It's just destroying their life to the point that, you know, everything that they worked for is gone. That's almost as good.
It's what I'm trying to do to Connor.
And step by step you do, Adam.
Slowly but surely. So the list of names as it pertains to Clinton have also changed a bunch over the years. So there isn't really a truly definitive list of the Clinton body count anymore, but there's still lists. And back when these lists started circulating,
well, I like that each fan's interpretation of the list tells you a little bit about who they are. You know, so this really sort of is how Clinton body count people express themselves. Well, my list has 178, but, you know, that's conservative.
Yeah, I miss those BuzzFeed quizzes that would tell you, like, what version of the Clinton body count conspiracy you are.
Those are fun.
Yeah. And so back when these lists started circulating, one of the things you heard from all the true believers was, well, the media hasn't looked into any of this, so how do you know it's not true?
See, I don't like that. That's always a weird little cop-out when people want to use something as a conspiracy. They go, well, the media hasn't looked into it. It's like, have you checked every media outlet? Because there's a lot of, you know, news gathering organizations, and some of them, you know, might want to pick up on some bullshit. So you just got to look and you'll find something. Shit, I found a news report on some hamster races a couple weeks ago. Everything's getting reported.
What's the conspiracy there? Doping?
Fucking buff-ass hamster. This is actually a guinea pig that they...
They say this hamster's only 6 months old, but it's from Russia, and he looks like it's at least 9 months old.
And the thing about that claim as it pertains to the Clinton body count is, yeah, maybe that was true back then, but this theory started circulating more than 20 years ago. Media outlets have looked into it since then, and not a single one has come out of it convinced that Bill Clinton has had all these people killed. Like, I don't even think Fox News is on board with this. Maybe like Newsmax, when you get out into the fringes. I was in South Dakota recently visiting family, and we were eating at a restaurant, and there was a news channel on, and they were just talking about Hamas in Israel. So I didn't really register like what I was watching because they had the sound off also. And then I looked down in the corner, fucking Newsmax, like in public for people to consume. That's what the Midwest is like now. God damn.
Wow. That's like they're serving Taco Bell in schools.
I mean, that's all right.
Yeah, that would kind of rip, actually.
Did they not do Pizza Hut at the school you went to?
Nope, not so lucky, Adam.
Yeah, we had Pizza Hut one Friday every month. They would just come in and you could buy pizza from them. You know how Pizza Hut works.
Oh, man. We had to read books to get on Pizza Hut.
Oh, we did that too. They just didn't want us to, like, you know, like when your cat's on a schedule and it's like half an hour before and it's just standing there looking at its bowl. You feel bad. You want to hit it with some extra food. That was us. Like,
but since I know how school works, I know that they only gave you this little token of fun so they could make everything else slightly less fun in some way. So I'm sure you paid for this pizza existentially.
Well, for one thing, if you were poor, you just did not get to participate.
Like, yeah, that's an existential cost.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, Pizza Hut didn't show up and accept your free lunch card. Just regular ass lunch while all the all the middle and upper income kids were throwing down on
Pizza Hut's about that cash money.
That and making kids read, which that's fine. So we're going to go through some of the more famous examples from the Clinton body count list and just talk about how and why they are all pretty fucking absurd. Like, there's a lot of leaps that you got to make to get a lot of this stuff to stick. The first example is one I've already cited, Mary Mahoney. She was a former White House intern, and the claim here is that she was killed because she was going to testify about sexual harassment within the Clinton White House, which famously is a thing no woman has ever been allowed to do without being murdered. So actually, I think I have her name wrong, too. It's Mary Mahone or Mohane. Come on. Let me Google it. I don't want any Clinton body count fanboys getting in the comments and being like, actually, it's Mary Mohane. Yes, Mary Mohane. Rest in peace, Mary. She was, again, clearly murdered by Bill Clinton in the most obvious way possible, in that she was killed during a robbery at a Starbucks along with two other victims. The thing people point to here as being suspicious is that nothing was taken during the robbery. So clearly Bill Clinton orchestrated all this.
Since the copies of Shania Twain's greatest hits were intact.
Exactly.
It's kind of hard to take stuff when you're busy murdering a group of people, man.
Yeah, usually if you're murdering people, that means the robbery has gone awry. Yeah. And it's like secondary now.
Yeah, he had his mindset on murder now, and the $35 they had in the tip jar was like nothing to him now.
Yeah. Yeah, this was the heyday of tips at Starbucks, probably.
And that's going to make a lot of noise running away with the change jangling around. It's going to be tough to evade the authorities.
And the reason nothing was taken during the robbery is because the perpetrator, Carl Derek Havard Cooper.
Good gracious.
Yeah, probably one spent a good 30 minutes telling them what to write on his cup for when his order was made. That's an unwieldy ass name. But he wasn't expecting to shoot anyone. Like, he robbed the Starbucks assuming, well, these are Starbucks employees. They're not, what's someone going to do? Try to wrestle the gun away from me?
Yeah.
So he manages to corral everyone into the back room. And first, Mary Mahone, like, tried to run away when he fired a warning shot. He managed to get her and corralled everyone into the back room. And that's where she tried to wrestle the gun away. And she was shot in the scuffle. And wanting to leave no other witnesses, he killed the other two employees after that. And then he just left because he assumed, well, that was a lot of gunshots and screaming. The police are probably on their way, so I should just get out of here. Which still doesn't make sense to me. Like, how long is it going to take to get in that cash register?
And grab a scone, you know, I mean, at that point.
Yeah. But also, maybe that was the thing. Maybe he realized, fuck, I needed one of those to open the cash register for me.
That's what happened.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's what happened when you just start pulling the trigger.
Yeah. And so...
amateurs all around.
It still doesn't explain why she went for the gun. Like, I mean, again, not the victim blame, but don't be a hero.
It was the testosterone shots that Bill Clinton had been secretly injecting into her calf muscles every morning.
That could be. All right, let's talk about Vince Foster. He's Mount Rushmore material when it comes to the Clinton body count.
He's on everybody's list.
Yeah, yeah. He's usually top of the list. Vince Foster, he was White House deputy counsel when he committed suicide on the night of July 20th, 1993, by way of a single gunshot to the head. There was no suicide note found, but there was a very sad resignation letter that was found in his briefcase about a week later. He had contacted his doctor about being depressed the day before his death. And no matter how weird the circumstances around this one are, there's one really big detail that makes his death seem not suspicious. Ken Starr, who was investigating Bill Clinton for anything he could possibly find. He investigated this, and he was the third person to investigate it. And he came to the conclusion that there was nothing suspicious about Vince Foster's death. And, like, so what else do you need to hear? Like, I...
He worked for Hillary Clinton. He was going to kill himself.
And didn't Ken Starr make a big deal out of a sperm-covered dress? He would have definitely found something, you know, with a damn murder victim if there was something tied to Clinton in it. Good gracious.
Yeah, they were only ever able to get Clinton on, like, perjury, basically. Yeah. But, yeah, Ken Starr, he left no goddamn stone unturned. Like, if he could have got Clinton for fucking murder, he would have done it.
Yeah, man, he would have came in his pants just thinking about it.
Right on that blue dress.
Ken Starr's cross-contaminated the samples the night before the investigation.
All right, how about Paul Tully? He was the DNC political director. Conspiracy theory version of his death claims he was found dead in a hotel room with no apparent cause, and that no autopsy was ever performed. There are two minor details that are wrong about that claim. One, there was absolutely an autopsy performed. And two, it did find a cause of death, which was a massive heart attack. And I know what you're thinking, but how is a strapping young DNC political insider, probably in the best shape government money can buy, going to succumb to a heart attack at such a young age? Paul Tully was obese, a heavy drinker, and a chain smoker in, I think, like his early 40s, which that's kind of the holy trinity of things that kill people in their early 40s.
Yeah, he sounds like a comedian.
Kind of, yeah.
That's how I want to go, in a hotel room.
Yeah, sleep apnea in a hotel room.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a political operative that's not all buttoned up and model UN type, you know, a low down and dirty fella.
Exactly. The local coroner at the time actually told the Washington Post that he assumed it was a stroke or heart attack even before he did the autopsy. And the autopsy just kind of confirmed what he already knew. But
is that what the coroner likes to do? He goes, all right, I'm going to call this one.
Does seem a little unethical.
I got a prediction.
Yeah, to be like, this fat bastard here, probably a heart attack.
Heart attack or stroke, dimes to dollars.
Or Clinton killed him, smothered him with his pillow or something. Yeah, you see a lot of this on the Clinton body count lists, where all it takes is for someone to die in a location that's not their home. And people are like, oh, that's suspicious. But no, people get debauched as hell when they're
Bob Saget was killed rooms. By Bill Clinton when he moved that end table.
Is that what he hit his head on?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oof.
I don't have end table hotel room money, so.
Yeah, you're safe in the motel. Then you just catch syphilis.
All right, let's talk about Ed Willie. This one is weird, but not weird in the, oh, I think maybe Clinton was in on this one. It's just the details are fucking weird. Ed Willie was a former Virginia state senator and a lawyer. His wife, Kathleen, was active in Democratic state politics. She eventually testified in the Paula Jones lawsuit and claimed Clinton groped her. So obviously he had her husband killed, which is how this theory goes. There are a few problems here. For one, this guy, his death, I don't think I mentioned, was suicide. And he had lots of motivation to kill himself. He had stolen $275,000 from an organization he worked with, and that was going to be found out soon. He owed the IRS another $500,000. He left a note addressed to his wife that said, saying I'm sorry doesn't begin to explain. I hope one day you will forgive me. And on top of that, while it is true that Bill Clinton is alleged to have groped Ed Willie's wife, it was happening at the exact same time Ed Willie killed himself.
Damn, that's cold.
That is such a weird detail. But it also makes it pretty clear that Ed Willie was not killed because his wife was going to talk about that groping.
Or, in his infinite foresight, Bill Clinton had his murdered at the exact same moment he would make his carnal move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just comforting her. How did he know already?
You know that disturbance in the forest you just felt?
And so, yeah, she was meeting with Clinton when the suicide happened. So the chances of him being involved are literally zero.
Yeah, Clinton just happened to be a disgusting jerk and was feeling up.
That would be nuts if he, like, had this guy killed in advance. That would be a lot of foresight, though. So Jerry Parks, he is one of the more mysterious deaths on the list. His death was very subtle. He was shot 10 times with a 9mm handgun after leaving a Mexican restaurant in Little Rock, which I bet that food sucked.
Oh, yeah, that had to be terrible.
I got Mexican food in Arkansas once, and it was like hamburger helper and sour cream. It was really bad.
That does sound bad. So the thing about Jerry Parks is his security company guarded the Clintons' campaign headquarters in 1992. And there's a documentary out there where Jerry Parks' son, Gary, claimed his dad was gathering a dossier of Bill Clinton's various indiscretions and that his dad was using that to blackmail Bill Clinton. But also he never like produced any of that evidence his dad was collecting. So there's no like details about where that information went.
I know where it went. Yeah. Land of make-believe. He didn't have shit.
And a homicide detective investigated this. And while it remains unsolved, it seems like the most likely culprit was Jerry Parks' former business partner, who he had a massive falling out with.
Was Bill Clinton?
Chelsea Clinton, actually.
Oh.
I mean, that is like the oldest motivation for murder ever is money. If some sort of business deal went awry, like this just doesn't, for one thing, it doesn't fit the Clinton body count MO. Like this isn't a mysterious suicide. It's not someone falling ill. Like this is a blatant assassination.
Yeah.
Which
or they outsourced this one. They couldn't get the normal guy and he had to switch up his methods.
Yeah, they called the normal guy and he's like, no, my friend's cool. Yeah, he'll make it look like a suicide, no problem. Clinton calls him the next day, like, what the fuck, man? Ten times. That was a good Clinton, by the way. All right, John Wilson. If this guy was connected, how come he still got that HBO show, for one thing? But the conspiracy theory here claims that this guy was a former Washington, D.C. council member who had ties to the Whitewater scandal and died of a very suspicious hanging suicide. I will say, a faked hanging to me is the most impressive, like, political assassination means.
Yeah.
That takes some upper body strength. It takes some finesse.
You got to hold the guy down.
You got to write a note.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to make him write a note if you're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make him write that note.
It's cold blooded.
The truth with this one is that, for starters, this guy had zero connections to Bill Clinton. They just lived in the same city.
That's Bill's city.
Sure is. He's had tight control of it ever since he's been president. Other side has had no influence there at all. And also, John Wilson had a long history of depression. He had marital problems. And really important detail, he had tried to kill himself 4 other times.
Damn.
Before this. Which if
I'm glad he finally got it done.
Yeah, right? That's like a weird way to think about it. But I feel like with each failed attempt, you're just going to get more and more depressed. Like,
yeah,
I know that's an old joke, but like you can't.
Not that old.
Yeah.
I don't hear that one all the time. And then the third time he killed himself, he was even more depressed. But the fourth time, oh my God.
But it would be a little disheartening to keep trying and fucking it up.
Oh, sure. Yeah, definitely. It's like that old joke goes.
I heard it on the Tonight Show once.
No, that'll make you want to kill yourself four times watching the Tonight Show.
All right. Paul Wilcher. This one is a good example of how literally any death that happened during the Clinton administration gets thrown on to these lists, even when it makes zero sense. In this case, Paul Wilcher was found dead on the toilet in his home.
Oh, yeah.
His death was attributed to natural causes. And what makes him being killed by Clinton so unlikely is that Wilcher was investigating the theory that an October surprise in the 1980 election is basically what got George Bush and Ronald Reagan elected. And the theory is that George Bush traveled to Paris for a meeting where he secretly requested that the release of those 52 American hostages in Iran be delayed until after the election. And so, like, why would Clinton have that guy killed? Why would he have someone who was investigating the other side killed? I feel like George Bush put this one on the list. Because if you told me, if you told
the BBC, the Bush body count, you don't hear about that one.
It's got JFK on it. Way more impressive body count.
Yeah, that is, JFK is on that one.
And yeah, I don't, there's just no reason why he would have done this. Also, whenever someone dies on their toilet, my assumption is that they've joined witness protection and went to live wherever Elvis lived in Argentina with all the former Nazis.
That's like government code for, like, they went to a farm upstate with Elvis and
yeah
that's my head canon.
That's too embarrassing. I mean, just why can't they just do like back in the old days when someone died from autoerotic asphyxiation and just said that they committed suicide by hanging or something. Don't tell them I was taking a crap and the crap was so massive that my heart just gave out. Don't tell them that.
Led to death on the toilet.
Well, they just alluded to it by saying where you died. That's your imagination there. This, the fucking 8-inch shit.
All right, let's talk about Ron Brown. No relation. He was former Commerce Secretary. He died in a plane crash in Croatia in 1996. And on the one hand, I love a conspiracy theory that involves a plane crash, because it's not like you can't rig a plane to crash. Like, that's perfectly possible. But the conspiracy here claims that an X-ray of Ron Brown's skull revealed that he had actually been shot in the head, which, like, just try to wrap your head around that. Like, in order, like, in plain view of 34 other passengers, they shoot this guy in the head and then crash the plane so there's no more witnesses. Like, if you're going to crash the plane, why shoot him? Just crash the plane.
Yeah.
Also,
it sounds like Bill Clinton really wanted to make an example out of this guy.
Also, how did they get off the plane? Like, I guess that would be the easiest answer, is you would parachute out of there. But
ooh, Indiana Jones, that's what they did.
Yeah. D.B. Cooper. But also, another 14 Commerce Department staffers died in that crash. So you can add all those names to this list too, which people do. But this was just a plane crash. Like, why would you shoot someone in the head and then cause a plane crash?
Well, you know, the aviation standards in Croatia in the mid-90s were absolutely tip-top. So it couldn't have been anything to do with those.
Right. This is the same, kind of the same deal with these next two, Kevin Ives and Don Henry.
Oh, now see, this one is, I have a thing on this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is a deep conspiracy right here. This is its own conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
These were Kevin Ives and Don Henry. They were a couple of teens who stole from a drug dealer and got beat to death over it. basically, is what it seems. And their bodies were placed on train tracks, and they got hit by a train. And because this happened in Arkansas, they got added to the Clinton body count list, because Bill Clinton is responsible for every murder that ever happened in Arkansas.
That's his state.
Yeah.
If it goes, it doesn't go down there without him knowing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the Jay Prince of Arkansas, you know, fucking land. I'm talking to him. So from that point on, every person that these two knew who have ever died are also included in the Clinton body count conspiracy. And there are a few murders of people who, before they died, said they had information about the death of Ives and Henry. But again, those two were murdered by probably by a drug dealer for stealing drugs. Yeah. So it stands to reason that that person would also kill witnesses and things of the like.
Well, they say this is a whole different conspiracy theory, but they say that the people who were dealing the drugs had a connection to Clinton, and that's how they kept the cover up going. So I didn't even know that they were on the Clinton kill list. That's a whole different conspiracy that they just rammed into. They're merging universes.
So wait, what? They were kicking up to Bill Clinton when they were selling meth on the street? What were they doing?
It was like a lawyer or something, and they knew Clinton somehow. And when they were getting investigated, Clinton shut it down, the whole murder and drug dealing bit. And that's how he was connected to those boys. Like, he didn't have them killed, but the person who did the killing, he kept them out of jail. And that's how that conspiracy theory went.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I could see that, but one, that would be such a risky move on his part. And also, it seems like it would be a bigger deal in like legitimate political discussion, because that would be a thing that would be really easy to confirm. If he killed some sort of investigation into a drug dealer that people know was committing murders.
Yeah, you could connect.
I feel like we'd hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
I still want to check now, though. Because that was the thing with Jeffrey Epstein. Like, for a long time, people didn't realize what his plea deal was like.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fucking outrageous. And it was clearly like politically motivated.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe. But
I mean, it was the 80s, 90s. I mean, a lot of stuff could slip through the cracks, but I doubt it. It just seems too, why would Bill Clinton be worrying about, you know, drug money when he's got the entire state of Arkansas to fleece?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a much bigger bag.
Yeah. He can treat Arkansas as like his drug den instead of, you know, just these nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
And so the other thing about the Clinton body count conspiracy is you can kind of do this with any high profile enough figure. Like, you can find strange deaths attributed to them. Like, Trump is a good example. For one, there's the hundreds of thousands of people he killed with his COVID policies, which I guess that's cheating. That's padding the list out a little bit. But even with Trump, there's a thing that happened in 1989 where these three executives who ran Trump's casinos in Atlantic City were killed in a helicopter crash. And at that time, all of those casinos were struggling a whole bunch, and eventually they all failed. And Trump blamed the failure of those casinos on those three executives. But like, does that mean he crashed that helicopter? No, it was actually a freak accident that was investigated. He just took the opportunity, now that those three were dead, to be like, oh yeah, it was those three fuck faces who were fucking things up, not me. Because what were they going to do? Say he was lying?
No, I wonder how many rich people die in helicopter accidents every year, because it does seem like that's like a natural disaster for being rich. You just will randomly get in a helicopter crash.
Yeah. rich people and Marines, they all seem to die in helicopters.
Yeah. Yeah. Like once you're beating traffic with a helicopter, like you're like upper level. Like that's the extreme 1%. Yeah. Like that's the 1%est of the 1%.
You go to parties where they use people like tables.
There is also a conspiracy theory that claims Russians tied to Trump's 2016 election malfeasance are just dying left and right. But there's like only one name that people have attached to that. It's a guy named Alex Oronov, and he was absolutely not murdered. His family came out when news of his death started making the rounds in 2017. And they came forward and were like, no, he had a long illness. He had no connections to Trump. He just died. He was not murdered. And that's like the only real name people attribute to that conspiracy. But if you want to believe crazy shit about Trump,
well, that's because liberals are lazy and they didn't come up with more people for this list.
Yeah. I wonder if we could get like a consulting job concocting conspiracy theories for the left.
Oh, man.
Oh, doing some R&D. Yeah, they could use some of that, huh?
Yeah.
Really galvanize the base.
Like, there's plenty of insane shit you can say about the right. That
get my dad believing the Trump body count.
Exactly. Yeah, there's also the JFK one that all of these people associated with the JFK assassination, like witnesses and things.
Oh, I've seen that one too. And that was just as ridiculous.
Yeah. I did a Substack article about this thing I found at the Reagan Library. I went to the Reagan Library because there was an FBI exhibit there and I like crime shit. So I went to see all the crime stuff they had. The funniest thing there was their plaque about how they have always been invested in civil rights. It's like, yeah, but on what side? But in the gift shop, I was like, all right, well, I fuck with a gift shop like hard. Yeah. Like, you put me in a gift shop, I'm going to buy something. But I wasn't going to buy anything with Reagan's name on it, obviously, which left me two options. A massively inflated price-wise bag of just regular-ass Jelly Belly jelly beans. They didn't have like Reagan's fucking face on them or anything. It's just a bag of jelly beans, and I can get those at Albertsons or any number of locations, which meant the only other thing I could get was a souvenir program from the Bobby Kennedy assassination. And I'm not fucking joking when I say it was a souvenir program. It's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen. It came out the day after Bobby Kennedy was assassinated, and it already had bullet trajectories and like all of this information about his murder. And it like ended one with, there was this like profile of the Kennedy family, and it just said one son left. And it was a picture of the fucking Kennedy who drove the woman into the water. Yeah. Ted Kennedy.
Damn.
And there was this picture that said one son left. And then the next, when you flip the page, it was an article about how crazy it is that you can still buy guns through the mail and how that's just a recipe for someone wanting to carry this on to maybe do the same thing. And it's like, you're trying to get people to kill Ted Kennedy with this, right? Obviously what's happening here. It's so goddamn weird. I still have it. It came with a certificate of authenticity.
So it's like a period piece. It was something that's actually from 1960, whatever.
Yeah, it was produced by this weird publisher in LA who the only other thing they had published before that, they were sued for publishing. Like, they just came up with this idea that if you recopied books a certain way, you couldn't be sued for plagiarism. And they like copied this book and obviously got sued. And then I tried as hard as I could to find out anything about anything else they put out. And the only other thing was this fucking Bobby Kennedy souvenir assassination program.
That's so weird.
It's
a short history. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I should do an episode about that thing. God damn. Or you could just go read my Substack article. And hey, I think we've made it to the end of this episode, right?
Read that Substack. God damn it.
God damn it. And I'm going to start using it more now that my fucking surgery drama is over and I'm mostly recovered. It's been a long fucking time for my face to heal. It's been miserable. But hey, thank you both for doing the pod. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it. This is my podcast. When it comes out, I'm like, oh shit. I can't be around other people. I gotta be chilling in my car for this one.
Well, thank you for doing it. I appreciate it. What do we have to plug? Me and Connor have a show November 10th at the Sardine in San Pedro. Yep. It's gonna be good times. Lindsay Adams is also on the lineup, Kevin Anderson. There's music afterwards. Countless Thousands is playing a set, other bands. Tickets for that will be on sale. They're actually on sale. If you check Danger's Instagram, he's got it posted. I'll post it on my Instagram, which is the other thing I want to plug, at Adam Todd Brown. That's where I'm going to start doing updates about the podcast. I'm not keeping social media going for every fucking show I do. That's insane. It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, Harry, what do you got to plug?
I have a special coming out. I don't know if I should call it a special. I filmed myself doing comedy and I'm putting it out on YouTube this Friday. It's called Harry J. Raleigh, The Return of King Peppersnake. Check it out.
Connor, what do you got?
I have a special out on YouTube called Live in Tucson. You can just search up Connor McSpadden Live in Tucson and that's it. It's our special. It's really funny. Go check it out.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. Let's get the fuck out of here. Connor, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Harry, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
People of Earth, your planet is about to be destroyed.